two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Geary, Scott Mitchell. Worried about Scott's house. If it goes up in flames, we don't know. Oh, boy.
I can't fix it. Sorry.
What do you mean you can't fix it? What are we supposed to do for this hour?
Just know that I'm okay.
I have multiple textures. Your safety comes second. They're having to
have you not heard the battery, of like Scott. A dead battery on
come
a,
on.
On a fire alarm?
You got a 9-volt sitting around somewhere.
I told you, just...
I actually touched my tongue on it. It's not hot. Doesn't work anymore.
The old school way.
Yeah, that's how I like that, Scott. You know that's what? How I did it when I was
this
a kid.
This is COVID problems.
That's hashtag, how I got my Atari to work when I was 5 years
exactly
old.
That's exactly right. I could blow on the Nintendo cartridge to get it to work. You touch the 9-volt battery to see if that works. These are all 80s problems, right? The stuff that you do to make sure that...
Tried, true, and tested. Absolutely.
All right. So Jeremiah Jess from KSL 5 Television joining us here in the studio, and we were just talking about... Dang it. I'm not going to be able to do this. Jeremiah, you can see yourself out. No, I'm not saying that. No, the beeping is going to continue. But we're going to be pros. We're going to keep marching on. So the whole discussion we had the first segment was Coach Whittingham spoke with Scott over the weekend. He also had a discussion with Andy Ludwig and Morgan Scally. And the thought was this is going to be – No ifs, ands, or buts about it. This is going to be a weird college football season. And one of the things that was brought up is everybody's wondering what the schedule is going to look like. And Witt said on the Jim Rome show today, too, the same thing. Hey, not only are we talking about maybe no fans not being there, we're talking about the schedule being different. We're talking about a start time being different. So this is very much going to be a weird season. And I think BYU and Utah fans should start thinking, or the BYU-Utah game, and people who are looking forward to that game need to probably start thinking to themselves, that might not be something in the cards this year.
That's strange. You say that right now, and, you know, come on, there's plenty of time. Like, hold off on that talk, right? But that's a reality check, isn't it? Because we are not that far away. You know, we're what? 2.5 months?
We're a month from when Media Day would be happening down at BYU. Two more weeks after that would have been Pac-12 Media Day.
Yeah.
And we're not even close. Those things are way off the table. Those things are way not happening.
They're not happening.
So
here's the deal.
They'll happen, but they'll be virtual.
Virtual, yes.
Here's the deal. If you're a Utah fan, you don't care. I mean, really. And if you're a BYU fan, you're kind of crushed by this because for Utah, it's a non-conference game. Doesn't really mean a whole lot other than the rivalry. So,
okay, stop.
Well, no, stop.
You've been hanging around Bill Riley too much. Listen, this is an important game for the entire state. It's a big one. It was beyond big when you played. It was beyond big every year.
All I'm saying, Alex, is if you have to cancel a game, these are the games you have to cancel.
You're just excited because you don't have to go to Laramie. That's your thought if this changes.
I think everybody's excited about that. It's like, oh, we have to lose non-conference games.
I think
this year.
Wyoming's
oh,
even excited that Utah doesn't have to come
my
to
hotel
Laramie.
In Laramie
from
this
from
year.
A professional standpoint, though, Jeremiah, and this is just for you, me, and Scott, though. Like, what? How do we cover it as media members? Is this one
no
where they
game?
Go, you're not showing up? Well, even the media can't show up.
I have no
up.
Idea. Alex, I'm asking the same question. I'm thinking about not only that, but when if the NBA resumes in July, can we go to Vegas if that's where they do it and cover these games? As far as the media is concerned, I have no idea what
we have to watch it on TV.
The
like
access
else?
Is going to be because they really have to limit who can
you
go.
You shoot your stand up with a virtual Zoom background?
I might have to. There's no way they can accommodate all the media that would be interested in going. So how do they decide which media is allowed? I think they're going to have to restrict it to just team media access, which is unfortunate. But it's a weird time. So all these things that we feel are normal are not going to be normal. Moving forward, and we have to adjust to what might be until everything is sorted out.
Hold on, I'm writing this down. No halftime cookies at BYU game.
Fine.
See, little things that you have to think about we might be missing out on.
No Tucanos before the game at BYU.
Oh, boy.
Do people listening know that the media gets Tucanos?
I tell them all the time.
I tell them. Thank you, BYU.
It's fine. I just think that, but see, those are what we're saying, those are relationships. The Tucano.
Sure.
It's a relationship that it's a thing that has to go on the back burner. It's a little thing that might change every season. When you think about the Pac-12 schedule then, Scott, if it turns into a Pac-12-only schedule, I've heard tale of them playing games only in Arizona during November, for example, to stay in kind of warmer weather.
When are the California teams going to be able to enter their practice facilities?
June's looking pretty good, they said. Gavin Newsom already talking about
it. So they're
going to
make an exception for the college football teams.
I don't know.
Football. You have to make an exception. You have to make an exception for football.
And how's that going to sit with a lot of people there?
Here's the thing.
Business owners in Southern California.
Well, it's not going to sit very well. But it's a rather large revenue generator for a lot of businesses. So I think that, folks will give up the halftime cookies. I'm just saying.
Of course.
And they'll give up some of that. But I really think that if the worst case scenario is that you get these games on TV, if there's some way of watching them, if there's something that can go on, I don't know that it's all that abnormal. Yeah, it's going to be weird in the stands and those things, and that'll go away soon. Right? It's not going to last forever. These teams will just get used to, this is kind of how things are. And maybe as the season goes on, maybe there's more fans that can be added. I don't know. I don't know what the protocol would be and how they would do that. But I think if you can just have the game and you can see it, I think people will feel like, all right, we're somewhat normal.
If the Pac-12 can pull something off where the entire conference is playing itself, it would actually be a really good year for that. A one-off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Conferences playing just themselves. There's a reason they went to playing non-conference games. I mean, the reality is that playing that type of a schedule makes it extremely difficult for you to get to a college football playoff of some sort, unless you're going to have a four-loss team, making its way into a 12-team playoff. But the reality is that this is what we're talking about, a new version of what you're going to be watching this year that you have to wrap your brain around as a fan. That, Coach Kyle Whittingham isn't just ready for, some things might be totally different. They know that there's going to be something massively different about this year. And the least of those concerns should be just not having fans at the game.
Right.
It's going to be about switching up the schedules and making things totally different for everybody else.
But that's not going to be easy for these athletic departments that are going to be losing a lot
of
revenue.
Yes.
That's who's going to care more. Fans will be able to watch. They'll miss the atmosphere.
Yeah.
They'll miss being there live. But they're going to be able to watch from their couch. These athletic programs, I mean, and I'm not even just talking about the P5s will be probably okay. What about the group of five schools?
We're already seeing the MAC
take hits with their athletic programs. A whole entire football season with no fans, that's a lot of revenue that these athletic programs are going to lose. This could hammer college athletics
programs
and really impact in the future.
Programs that don't have TV deals that hold those P5 programs together.
They need the ticket revenue.
But see, here's the deal. Football can also even take a hit. It's going to be the other sports that cannot float
football
for another
funds
year.
Those other football funds sports.
So I hear this, you guys. And I've heard this, you know, several times now, and I've heard the stories and all these, you know, group of five schools and lesser schools. But is it a permanent problem? I mean, it's like, okay, it goes away.
One.
But if you're going to generate more revenue over time and you'll be able to bring back these sports, I mean, isn't that kind of, or isn't there some kind of fund or rainy day fund, or isn't there some kind of way to kind of subsubsidize it until things get back on their feet? Because I just can't see it going away permanently.
With state funds that are also going to be seeing a shortfall,
yes,
by, you know, factors of billions of dollars. I mean, this is going to be a massive problem for everybody across the board. Yeah, I think Scott, you're exactly right. I mean, the short term is, yeah, this year will be really, 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 really tough. And I think next year, obviously, we look at 2021 and we go, please, something else happen for 2021. And we're already looking forward to that. But it's a difficult thing. Let's take a break here. When we come back, we got to switch gears totally, because we got to talk about Bojan Bogdanovic's wrist and him missing the rest of the season. What season? Good question also. plus, let's talk about the Jazz losing a front office figure that's been there for a long time, and it was a massive player in bringing in some of the best players over the years. And also, flu game gate. We'll talk about that. Jazz fans had to stomach the push-off again last night.
The Stay original Pizza
Why
Gate.
Do you
yes.
have to bring that up?
Come back. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled, KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.